Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan to dive into Deere & Company's second quarter 2026 earnings call. Jordan, before we dig in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And what a quarter it was for Deere. The agricultural giant posted some really interesting results that tell a tale of resilience despite challenging market conditions. Let me start with the headline numbers. Net sales came in at $13.37 billion, up 5% year-over-year, with equipment operations margins hitting 16.9%.
Those are solid numbers, but there's a big asterisk here, right? The margins got a significant boost from something pretty unusual.
Exactly. Deere recorded a massive $272 million recovery from IEEPA tariff refunds, basically getting money back from tariffs they'd previously paid. Without that one-time benefit, the underlying story becomes more nuanced. This refund alone lifted margins by about 2.5 percentage points.
So let's break down what's happening across their three main business segments, because this is where the story gets really interesting. Jordan, it sounds like we're seeing very different cycles playing out simultaneously.
That's the key insight, Alex. Production and Precision Agriff, their large agriculture business, saw sales drop 14% to $4.5 billion. This reflects the ongoing challenges in large ag markets with elevated input costs, high interest rates, and cautious farmer sentiment despite recent grain price increases.
But on the flip side, their smaller segments are firing on all cylinders?
Absolutely. Small Ag and Turf was the star performer, with sales up 16% to $3.48 billion and operating margins over 20%. Management highlighted strength in turf markets recovering after several down years, plus healthy dairy and livestock sectors. Construction and Forestry also impressed, with sales jumping 29% to $3.79 billion, driven by robust infrastructure spending and data center construction.
I found it fascinating how CEO Brent Norwood described this as having all three segments operating at different points in the cycle. Can you explain what that means for investors?
It's actually a strength, Alex. While large ag is operating below trough levels, small ag and turf is progressing toward mid-cycle, and construction is slightly above mid-cycle. This diversification provides resilience. When one segment struggles, others can compensate. It's like having a balanced portfolio within a single company.
Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room: tariffs. This has been a major headwind for Deere, but the dynamics are shifting, right?
The tariff situation is incredibly complex. While they got that $272 million refund I mentioned, their overall tariff exposure remains about $1.2 billion annually, roughly a 3% margin headwind. What's interesting is management's approach. CFO Josh Beal emphasized they're not passing tariff costs to customers through surcharges, instead focusing on cost mitigation strategies like reshoring and sourcing adjustments.
That seems like a customer-friendly approach, but how sustainable is it?
Management seems confident in their mitigation efforts. About 80% of Deere's U.S. sales are produced domestically, with 75% of components sourced from U.S. suppliers. They're doubling down on this, with $20 billion committed to U.S. manufacturing investment over the next decade. They just started building excavators in North Carolina following a $70 million investment.
Let's shift to the geographic picture. I noticed they revised down their South American outlook pretty significantly.
Yes, that was a notable change. They cut their Brazil industry forecast from down 5% to down 15%, primarily due to the conflict in Iran driving up fertilizer and fuel costs. Brazilian farmers are particularly exposed because they're closer to planting season and more sensitive to current spot prices compared to North American farmers who largely locked in input costs earlier.
But even in that challenging environment, Deere seems to be gaining market share.
That's right. Despite the tough market, they're seeing year-over-year market share growth across all tractor categories in Brazil while maintaining strong combined positions. They're still generating double-digit margins even at trough levels, which speaks to the strength of their dealer network and product portfolio.
I want to touch on innovation because that seemed to be a major theme. What stood out to you from their technology updates?
The precision agriculture story is really compelling. Their See & Spray technology has expanded from covering 1 million acres in year one to 5 million acres last year, with customers seeing 50 to 60% herbicide savings. They're also seeing strong adoption of their digital solutions, nearly 440,000 monthly active users now, and their Precision Essentials service is showing 90% renewal rates for customers in their second year.
Those retention numbers are impressive. It sounds like once farmers experience these digital tools, they become quite sticky.
Exactly. And they're expanding globally. They just held their largest ever product launch in Brazil with over 20 new solutions. Plus, their partnership with Starlink for satellite connectivity has already sold over 12,500 units, growing 25% just in the last quarter.
Looking ahead, what's the outlook for fiscal 2026?
Management maintained their net income guidance of $4.50 to $5 billion despite the various crosscurrents. They expect the back half of the year to be stronger than the front half, with fourth quarter being the strongest quarter. Importantly, they maintain their view that 2026 represents the bottom of the ag cycle, with recovery expected in 2027.
The inventory management story seems crucial to that recovery thesis.
Absolutely critical. New equipment inventories for high horsepower tractors and combines are down over 50% from their 2024 peaks. Used equipment inventories are also improving significantly, some categories down 30 to 50% from peak levels. This creates pent-up replacement demand as fleets age and machine hours accumulate.
So the setup for recovery looks promising, even if the timing remains uncertain?
That's how I read it. The structural improvements in inventory, aging fleet demographics, and continued innovation in precision agriculture create a compelling foundation. Add in their diversified business model, performing well in non-ag segments, and you have a company that appears well-positioned for both the current cycle bottom and eventual recovery.
Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on what investors should be watching?
Keep an eye on their early order programs for 2027 seasonal products. That'll be our first real indicator of farmer confidence returning. Also watch the cadence of used equipment inventory normalization and their success with digital solution adoption rates. And remember, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Great analysis, Jordan. Deere's story really illustrates how a diversified industrial company can navigate challenging cycles while positioning for future growth through innovation and disciplined capital allocation. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everyone.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.